There are 33,000 people in Wisconsin nursing homes. One condition that residents can develop there or at the hospital are bed sores. These pressure ulcers are often painful. They can lead to more serious health problems and be expensive to treat. So a number of organizations representing nurses, the elderly, and insurance companies are teaming up to specially certify RNs in the treatment of such complex skin conditions. Donna Sardina is with the Wound Care Education Institute. That agency will be training up to 200 nurses how to prevent and treat bed sores.
Every year there's new products coming out, there's new ways to heal wounds, and so we will be teaching them all of that in the class, so they won't just be learning how to put a bandage on.
The state will not require any new funds for its share of the bed sore training program. Money will come from penalties assessed on long-term care facilities in violation of standards. Health and Family Services Secretary Karen Timberlake says the training could actually save the state money in the long run.
If we are successful in preventing the occurrence of pressure ulcers, if we're successful in facilitating faster treatment based on the enhanced skills, then we are going to be avoiding costs to the healthcare system in total and certainly to the Medicaid program in particular.
A national panel on pressure ulcers says treating a severe bed sore may cost as much as $55,000. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.